Superficially, we all know the plot. The native people were already here.
The pilgrims came here from England, and after much hardship, they established a colony that started a huge European migration that evolved into the nations of Canada and the United States.
We aim to relate the behind-the-scenes story of that plot and the transformation of this area of the world from
the ancient sacred homeland of its native people
to
a promised land for Europeans.
The information we are going to tell you is drawn from primary sources dating from 1524 through 1620, meaning the written and published words of those who, during those years, were physically, mentally, and emotionally present at and involved in the events and situations of this northeastern area of the continent that is now called North America.
Hey, wait a minute,
you say.
Only the white Europeans wrote and published, keeping a paper history that with its European perspective, European opinion, and European agenda has survived to inform us today.
And
the native perspective and opinion will not be heard in such a context because native history relies on oral transmission, an art and practice that is under-respected and underappreciated and largely undocumented.
All that is true. Which means the results of our research might surprise you. Because
we have been able to easily find fair and detailed descriptions of the native people in the old-fashioned written words of those Europeans, all of whom were white, Christian men.
We feature quotations from the published journals, diaries, business agendas, and public relations materials of explorers, politicians, investors, ministers, and pilgrims.
Our intent is to offer a balanced view of the process that led from the initial contact of two very different cultures to their eventual conflict.
Our time span covers almost 100 years, ending in 1620, when the pilgrims first set foot on this continent.
We have two stages.
England and Europe in the 1500s and 1600s,
and the northeast coastal area of what is commonly referred to today as North America,
and known to the native people of this region as Turtle Island. Various groups of native people have lived here since forever, from the time Sky Woman fell from the Sky World, carried safely by our feathered relatives to where she landed on Turtle's back.
In the late 1500s, European mapmakers labeled this northeastern area Norumbega, a term used by Eastern Abenaki people who were living in the Penobscot River region to designate
a calm place between two fast waters on the river. We native people named all of Earth's places by their unique characteristics, knowing that each place was a beautiful and important part within the totality of all creation. Over countless generations, we developed the ability to live off and live with this land respectfully and harmoniously, taking care of it so that it would remain beautiful and bountiful and therefore take care of us.
And when the European explorers visited here, it was beautiful, bountiful, pure, and awesome.